Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
And it's time for a Sterling episode.
Sterling?
Of Mr. Curiosity. It's Sterling.
Sterling?
Why? Yeah.
Sterling silver?
Yeah, because if you look at the video for this, I have silver on. I feel sterling, shimmery.
Yeah, I guess we better explain what he's wearing.
It's one way to put it.
Yes, it's
people that are watching.
It's a onesie, 25th anniversary of the bike ride. It was the silver anniversary, so we bought silver space suits. Now we have a silver theme in the morning show where we want people to submit pictures of them pointing something silver. I left the silver on.
It's 2025, 25 silver.
Yeah, it all makes sense.
It all makes perfect sense.
It
does. Weird part
in
is
his brain.
When you wear a onesie, is this a girl thing? I feel like it's so simple and wonderful. Like, I'd like, because you see people in the future, whenever you see aliens or future humans,
they're wearing like a spandex.
Yeah, they're not wearing different accoutrements. It's one thing, one simple thing. I love it.
Except when you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but if the zip goes down pretty low.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think it's the future.
Ladies.
I think I'm the future.
You are the future, Joe.
You are the future.
What was funny is that he was walking around the newsroom this morning as people came into work. They didn't even seem to bat an eye.
No one even cares. Yeah,
that's just Joe.
No one gives it a second glance.
No. That's just the way
it is.
That's
normal.
So we're going to answer your brown bag questions here. I'm kind of in a hurry because I have to go places.
It's Friday.
This appears on Monday, but we're recording this on Friday, and we want to answer your questions, but we're all itching to get out.
We
don't even know what day it is.
The
holidays threw us off. Is it Sunday? Is it Wednesday? Is it Thursday?
It's been a long week.
Nikki's boyfriend, he's driving to Alabama or something.
I mean, he is.
Mindy, she's got skiing plans.
I'm going to do a puzzle tonight in front of the fire. I seriously am. I'm not even joking.
That is unbelievable. You
it's
can't find anything
puzzle.
Better to do than a puzzle.
That's what I want to do.
Does it relax
you? In front of the fire and have a puzzle.
And you really do a puzzle.
Yes, it relaxes me. I love it. So, by the way, John likes puzzles too, although he never backs me up.
I don't really do the puzzles as much, but my mom always has a puzzle going at every family occasion.
You said you liked them, though.
I don't mind them.
Okay. Here's why I find a puzzle insulting, because it's creating chaos just to pass time, and I think that's a sin.
No, it's getting
chaos. Like, I never thought of a puzzle as chaos.
Well, you could be doing,
I never did either.
You could be, what I'm saying is you're creating something to make time go by when you could be like folding laundry or painting or cleaning the refrigerator.
No,
there's
good,
so many things you
it's
can
good
do.
Problem solving to put a puzzle together. It has your brain working, has you seeing colors, matching textures. Yeah, like, no, I think it's a good thing.
If you were my daughter, I'd say the only way I'm going to allow you to do that puzzle is if everything else in your life that you have to do is already done.
See, that's where beauty comes in. I'm going to do it even though I have laundry to do.
Oh, see, that's okay. The part I don't get.
Yeah. It could be a hobby, though.
Yeah. You have to take... Nikki was telling us earlier how you have to take time for your hobbies. Self-care.
You do. Self-care. Yeah. Puzzles are a form of self-care, I bet.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but it's almost
for Mindy,
like if I...
Right?
It's like if I came up your house and I took down like everything in your bedroom or living room. Like I took pictures down, I moved your furniture, I tipped over coffee tables, I put mud on the windows, and I say, now go do clean this up because you need to be busy. Wouldn't you be like, what? A puzzle is creating chaos just to give you something to do.
I don't see it that way.
I don't see it that way.
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
It's a picture. Why don't you just go buy a picture if you want a picture?
Because it's a thing to do. It's fun.
After you do all
you'll
the
never
things
get
you
it.
He's never
going to
get it.
He's never going to get it.
You want me to take questions?
Question number one coming
right.
from Mindy. These are from you, the viewers. Keep cover.
Do
the
we
great
have any Travis questions this time?
He has a whole bag, but I sprinkle in. There's a lot of new ones. Questions. If you want to be on this podcast, we love you. brownbag@wnep.com. Brownbag, one word, @wnep.com. And the questions are great. I
have
get tons
seen
every
the
week.
Commercials for our podcast?
They're great.
They're really
awesome.
Funny.
They
yes,
are
they
funny.
Are.
Our little cartoon characters and stuff.
We have thousands of listeners and viewers, and this is a big deal.
And we
and it's
appreciate
a way to,
all of them.
Yeah, so keep the questions coming.
I don't know the
coming.
Answer to this question.
Okay,
this
here
is
we
from
go.
From Jason. I'm not sure if you guys know the answer. Mm-hmm. Why do the waitresses have stars on their aprons at Cracker Barrel?
I used to work at Cracker Barrel.
Oh, wait a minute. This is huge.
So is this,
this is
like
a big moment.
A server rating, kind of a movie rating? Does it mean I should request a new waitress if they only have one or two stars?
I think he knows the answer.
Please
I do
back
know the
up.
Answer.
Please back Ooh. Up, though. So I'm at Cracker Barrel. And a waitress comes. Where are these stars and what do you mean?
Well, so your name is printed on the apron. It's sewn there. Okay. And then there's 1, 2, 3, or 4 or 0 stars.
Like how big are they? Just like...
Yeah, like that.
So about as big as a quarter or something?
Yeah, like the size of a quarter.
I never noticed that. And so what does this mean?
So when you start training, you don't have any stars. It's just a thing. It's, you know, the one star, it's just kind of... No, or... Yeah. Oh, no, I'm trying to remember. I worked there a really long time.
But it's a hierarchy or something.
It is a hierarchy. You just have to go through constant training at Cracker Barrel, and then you have to take quizzes. And then once you go through a certain level, you've been there a certain amount of time, you can get one, or you start with 1 star. I can't remember.
So it's like a 4-star general.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is huge.
So if you have a 4-star waitress, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
She or he knows what they're doing.
And there's different color aprons. Most people have a brown apron, and the trainers have the maroon color apron.
Ooh.
So if you have a maroon apron with 4 stars, you're like the big wig at Cracker Barrel.
But do you think that... Are you getting better quality with more stars?
I don't think it seems necessarily.
I don't know if I like this.
No, I'm actually thinking we should institute this for here. Because you know,
a new reporter, 1 star.
Well, no, we do trainings and quizzes and stuff, and every time we do one of those, we should get like a star.
How many stars would we get?
We'd get a lot.
We would get a lot.
Years of employment, though.
That could add in, too.
Like, yeah. I'd be like the 4-star general
He's the elder.
Yes.
Jeremy, he'd be just working on his first little star.
Yeah, he'd have like half a star.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I'm amazed that Nikki had the insight we were looking for. How long did you work at Cracker Barrel?
I worked there for about 2 years.
Okay.
We could do a whole episode
in the Reading area?
No. Yeah. No, I worked there in the Muncie area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I had 4 stars at Cracker Barrel.
What?
I had 4 stars in my apron.
We are in the presence of a 4-star Nikki.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And when this podcast used to be interviewing people instead of what we're doing now, answering questions, I wanted to always do an episode with a waitress. Or waiter, just to get their life experiences. I can do a whole show on you.
I was a waitress at Cracker Barrel. I was a waitress at Red Lobster.
Oh my God.
So.
Are people annoying? Are there certain groups that tip more or less? Or you can see them coming?
Uh huh.
Can we do a whole episode on your waitressing?
I could do a whole episode on waitressing.
God. Are most people nice? Are most people rude? Are they demanding? I need to know all these things.
Nikki's wondering if she should answer your questions. Like,
Yeah. I mean, I would like to say most people are good, but I always think everybody should either work in retail or everybody should work in a restaurant.
Yeah,
wife says that all the time.
I believe
she waitress at Olive Garden. She worked retail for a while. She says everyone should do it to have an appreciation for what those people go through.
Yeah.
Didn't you work in food service, John?
No. I did. No.
Okay, I did.
I did Burger King, if that counts.
Yeah,
that barely counts.
I never did the register. I was in the back.
No, that counts.
I mean, I would have some people come into the restaurants and you would think, oh my gosh, look at them. And they would be the best people, tip well. And then you'd have people who would look like money. And then they would run us around so much
garbage.
And treat us like servants and leave a crappy tip.
I see. That's why I'm wondering, because I think people fall into two groups. Those that want to be waited on, you know, like they have that attitude like, I'm here, you serve me.
Mm-hmm.
And they love being higher up and demeaning people and get this and this is cold. And then there's others that, like, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I hate being waited on for anything. I feel like I want to sit down. I'll go make my own stuff. I'll bring it all.
Right.
What I do is
think they frown upon that.
I feel bad for the person waiting on me. Like, I'm just a guy. I hate that feeling. Like, other people taking care of me. I hate that.
Yeah, and then you have your people who just want to get free stuff. And they are sending stuff back. They find a problem with their food. They go in there.
No matter what, there's a problem.
They go in there with the mission of getting something for free.
Oh, that's annoying.
I could never be like that when I go out to eat.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold back. But I always get the feeling if food goes back, it's got to be a bad attitude back there in the kitchen. So-and-so says, hey, they brought this back.
Yeah, I don't send food back.
No.
I've only done it like maybe once in my life.
Because you
I
feel like the chef's going to wipe it on his crotch or something.
I've never seen anything like that happen in any of the restaurants I've worked at.
I know, but.
You think that could happen.
You think it could.
I take it like a man, and I don't complain about anything, no matter what. If it was ice cold, I'd be like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
I think I had raw chicken one time, and I was like,
can't
do that, but in general, I try not to send things back.
My kids do love Cracker Barrel.
It does have a charm.
You know what's good
is
the cheesy hash brown casserole. It's my favorite.
That is so good.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Cracker Barrel episode.
Yes.
Not sponsored by Cracker Barrel, but maybe someday.
Now I'm really craving that.
The hash brown casserole. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Whatever they're going for, it works. That campy attitude because you got all the trivia stuff. Yes. And
I love the little game.
And now they serve alcohol.
Do they really?
Yeah.
So when's the last time you were there?
Barrel.
I was there in April. Tom Durant and I were in Erie for the Eclipse stuff, and he had never been to a Cracker Barrel. And I said, let's go.
So what do you think about this?
We did.
Considering the Red Lobster, the Applebee's, TGI Fridays, all these places are kind of on the downturn, aren't they?
They are.
Do you think Cracker Barrel's on that list? I don't know. Have you heard anything?
It doesn't seem to be as much as the...
Why are they on the downturn, too?
Reading an article about that. They were saying it's just a difference in people's tastes.
Yeah, but it was like the thing 10, 20 years ago, and now it seems like people look down on those
places.
And
then it's funny, I just saw yesterday something about Chili's is on the swing back up.
Oh, swing back up.
And I heard Chi-Chi's is opening back up.
Yes.
I loved Chi-Chi's. They had the best fried ice cream.
Chi-Chi's!
Did you like it?
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's a Mexican place.
I think something what it could be as well is people really want to support local.
Well, there's a lot of that too, I think.
Yeah.
But everything goes through cycles. I remember all those places were like held in such high esteem. We're going to Red Lobster. We're going to TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
Now it's almost like, ew. And I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know
I
why.
Like them. Yeah. But there's that vibe, don't you think?
When I worked at Red Lobster, I would make so much. I made so much money in tips.
Would you say big fat cash?
Yes.
Wow.
Hundreds of dollars a night sometimes.
Hundreds of dollars?
Yeah. It's a pricier meal.
That's exactly the material.
It was crazy.
Really busy.
Yeah.
And when some of the meals there were, I mean, $30 meals.
The ultimate feast?
The ultimate feast was $40. You know the ultimate feast.
You know all the Red Lobster meals.
And when they would have...
How do you know the ultimate feast so well?
I don't think I've ordered the Ultimate Feast, but I wanted to because it looks so good.
Because it's
expensive.
Oh, yeah, it's
the
really
title
expensive.
You want to grant, the Ultimate Feast.
It has like everything.
And when they have Lobster Fest going on, I mean, they have like $40 dinners and stuff.
But that's a pretty good price for lobster.
You get a table of four ordering a $40 dinner and alcohol.
Yeah.
They tip 20%.
They should.
I think I mentioned this on the podcast before. I've done this when my wife's not around. When I go to a restaurant, as soon as the waiter or waitress comes over, I say, here's the deal. I don't want them going back and forth asking me how the meal is. I don't want the soda first. I don't want the check later.
He sets the stage.
I say, here's what I want. Bring it. Don't check on me and bring me the meal and we're done.
Okay.
But don't you want a refill on your soda?
I hardly ever do. No, really? I want everything at once. And you're going to get a great tip, even if it's bad.
See, I would like you.
Yeah, that's how I like you.
Yeah. Whereas Dawn would be mortified if you did
that. She'd be mortified. She'd be mortified, yes. I just want, here's our first viewing together. Here's what I want. And then bring me the check.
And yeah, a waiter or waitress probably loves that.
They love that. Yeah, don't check on me. Right. Does the check on you ever even work? Like, you're always half food. How's everything? I hate that stuff.
Well, sometimes I want it. Like, what if they forgot my side of coleslaw?
You take it like a man or woman and you don't say anything. That's what you do.
It's happened before. They forget the coleslaw and I'm so disappointed.
All right. So no one ever did my thing?
No. I wish they did.
Yeah, go away.
You're like the ideal
customer. Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Go away and leave me alone and I won't bother you. And you're going to get a good tip.
That's
at least 20%. Too much waiter talk. We're already 15 minutes in.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, John's up.
That was a good topic.
It was, though.
Little did we know that Nick...
It was a random question and I knew the answer.
I know. I didn't think anybody would know.
Would you ever do that again or did you hate it?
I actually really like waitressing.
Oh. Cool.
But it is a lot of work. It's
it
so
seems
tiring.
Like a lot of work and a lot of annoyance.
You have to know what you're doing. It is stressful.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Travis. Former NEPA resident, Travis. All right, Travis says, this is a good one. If you go back in time 300 years, were Amish people Amish, or were they just farmers? I'm just thinking, at that point, no one had electricity. They were all using horses. They were all farming. At one point did the Amish culture start? Is this just their way of protesting Big Tractor?
So what that's we think of as Amish now, was that's everybody 300 years ago.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know the answer to that. I don't know.
I have never.
Of course,
thought
there's
of
more
it.
To it. It's a religion. But at the same time, you're right. Everyone was Amish.
But there's that. It comes from Pennsylvania Dutch as part of the Amish.
So
but I don't know when.
I thought Amish so? People other places.
Like a Germany, something like that. I don't know, Dutch.
Now we need to research the history of the Amish.
No, but do you see his point though?
Totally. Because
when do you become Amish based on the simple lifestyle?
Because everyone was
at
Amish.
That point. If it was just a religion, there were lots of religions.
Yeah,
and it wouldn't have stood out at all. And then at some point, really in the last 150 years, is when it would just.
But let's say
maybe
this, John.
Maybe not everybody wore the bonnets.
I was going to say,
because the dress would have been different.
I can see Mindy doing this. Let's just pretend now that Mindy decides to leave modern technology. So you're making your own clothes.
Yeah.
There's no electricity.
Allie's making my clothes for me.
Oh, whatever. You're
you got a bonnet.
You got a bonnet. You're up somewhere in a farmland somewhere. You have sheep. You're sewing. Mm-hmm. You're making your own. But you're doing everything Amish.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to say you're Amish, though, are they? Would they say, look at Mindy, she's now Amish?
If I join the religion.
So that's what I mean. The big part, I think, is the religion.
Yeah, and you have to join the Amish community, too. You can't just be off on your own. I think it's very community-based, right? Yeah.
So if you did everything Amish except for the religion, they wouldn't say you're Amish, would they?
No, they would just say
she's off the grid.
Crazy.
Off the grid.
Which could happen.
I can really see you doing all that. It does seem relaxing. You can
Doesn't
do your puzzles.
It? You could do puzzles?
Could you do puzzles? Because they're made
by... You could do puzzles. You probably could. They're not...
Yeah.
Electric.
Yeah.
You'd have to go to the store to get them. You'd have to order them off Amazon. Wait.
Let's say it's a special night and you want to take your horse and buggy over to Cracker Barrel. Could you do that?
I don't know.
Could you, John, do you know if you can go to Cracker Barrel if you're Amish?
I don't think so.
I see Mennonite people in some places.
Yeah.
And I also think that there's different rules for different, don't they call them sects, like the community?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Were there
Amish in Iowa?
I think so. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever wait on an Amish?
I've never waited on an Amish person.
Interesting.
I mean, there's portions that Nikki knows from working in central Pennsylvania. I mean, there's big chunks of our viewing area that there's a lot of Amish people.
But it's really not our viewing area because they're not
viewing.
They're
not our viewers.
No.
That we know of.
They can't.
They can watch.
No. Yeah. It's a fascinating lifestyle to think of giving up all this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And are they truly happier? We don't know.
We don't know.
My best friend in high school, it was either an Amish or a Mennonite family that cleaned their house.
Mm-hmm.
Like they did a house cleaning service. Maybe you can't do that if you're Amish. I don't know. But they were a religion that couldn't watch TV. But the mom and the two girls would come over and clean the house, and the girls would like watch the TV because they never got to see it before.
It was like this, ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Better than a bird puzzle.
Yeah. Maybe not.
It's a glowing box. All right, Nikki.
Good job, Travis. That was a good one.
Yeah, everyone was kind of Amish 300 years ago. Yeah. Minus the religious part. He is a deep thinker.
I'm going to do some research on that one. I'm intrigued by that.
The thing is, he says he thinks of these things as he's driving around for his job. So he must have passed some Amish people.
Maybe he passed, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Francine from Tannersville wants to know, brown baggers, just where do the body components go when you're cremated? My eyes, liver, brain, toenails, etc.
That's a great question, Francine.
So I'm the science representative here. I have the answer.
Okay.
I don't know how common knowledge this is, but we're all put together from molecules and atoms.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're cremated, or when you die from any other cause, nothing disappears. Do people realize that? So you're over 70% water. The water that makes up your body, the tissues, is going to go into the atmosphere, into the soil.
I thought we were like 80% water.
Variations.
Okay, all right.
The phosphorus, the calcium, everything just gets put into another form, but it doesn't go anywhere. So every atom that makes up your body still exists when you're dead, even if you're cremated. Isn't that nuts?
So it's just ashes, basically.
The ashes, the water becomes part of the atmosphere. The ashes contains, yeah, the calcium and the stuff that didn't incinerate. But nothing goes away, which is a deep, deep thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, some of the atoms will come.
What happens to your...
Your eyeballs, your
body,
your fingernails.
Yeah.
It all gets
everything
crazy.
Is made up of atoms, and everything still exists. John, you'll like this one. We're like Lego projects. Your son just made that solar system model.
Yeah.
You take all those Legos apart, maybe you're going to make a castle out of the next one. It's still a castle now, but it was a solar system. So we're like Legos. All of the stuff that makes up your body, Nikki, is going to be here forever until the universe ends.
It's just out there in the...
It's just doing other things.
But, more specific to her question, before you're cremated, unless if you're donating things... You're not taken apart. You're just
everything gets incinerated.
In. It all goes in.
Incinerated.
Yes.
Yeah.
It all goes in.
And most of the water is what holds us together. Just becomes part of the atmospheric gases.
Yeah. Whoa. I like the idea of taking those ashes and then some people are like putting them in a pot with a tree.
Yeah.
Like a seed.
Yeah.
And then you grow into that tree because part of your ashes.
Yeah. The carbon that was in your body now becomes the tissue in the plant, whether it's the bark or the leaves, and then that becomes carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, and everything is cycled. It's wonderful. You are breathing in right now Tyrannosaurus Rex urine. That's a fact.
Thanks, Joe.
The water that was
a way of putting things.
The
he
water
does.
That was in his urine, urinated 66 million years ago, is still in the atmosphere, and you're probably breathing some of the molecules in right now.
I'm trying to find a hole in your theory.
No hole in the theory. This is it.
Okay.
We're a Lego project.
There's a hole in the atmosphere. And
nothing escapes. Nothing escapes. It's a closed system for the most part.
All right.
Your turn, Joe.
I don't know if
some
I
interesting questions.
On. Now, there are some thin ones in here.
Nikki's?
Everyone ignores
yeah.
them.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That
was Nikki's.
Is this even a question? This thing has been...
Wait.
That looks like a...
Handwritten
That's
one?
That's like a school closing alert.
No, it says Joe's official cleaning loofah, do not touch.
Oh, yeah, that was the technique.
I'm just trying to get something different there. I don't know. All right, so. Are you going to be cremated or are you going to go traditional burial?
Cremated.
Get out.
Yeah.
Why? You just.
I just want to. What about you?
I haven't even thought about it.
I haven't thought about it.
You haven't thought about it?
No.
Really?
No.
I think about it all the time.
I want to be buried in a tree.
No. You want to be cremated and turn into a tree?
Yeah.
I read my 3-year-old at least 3 books before bed every night, and I'm getting tired of the same rotation of books each night. What are your favorite books to read to your kids? Looking for something new, assuming you have small children. So, the same rotation. You've been through this. We've all been through this except
Nikki.
They want
the same.
Want the
Sometimes they
books.
Want the rotation.
Yeah.
Goodnight Moon is a classic. Have you all done that one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think the ones with like repeating themes, because Goodnight Moon, Good night this, good night that. Simple ones. I remember reading The Three Pigs a gazillion times to my kids.
Really?
Why
I
is
didn't
that?
Do that one.
You didn't do The Three Pigs?
No, we didn't do that.
What?
We did Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that book.
What was your favorite childhood
Go Dogs
book?
Go.
Where the Sidewalk Ends by Shel Silverstein.
That's a good one.
Harry the Dirty Dog.
Love
you guys
Harry.
Know that?
Yep,
that's
not
a classic.
That one too. Yep. What about you?
My kids loved the Nuffle Bunny series.
Oh, yeah, that was good, Nuffle Bunny.
Now, do you still, is it over for you?
Do you know Nuffle Bunny?
I never heard of
that. I've heard of that.
Oh, look at
that.
She's getting teary-eyed.
Is it Knuffle Bunny or is it Nuffle Bunny?
Is it Knuffle?
I don't know.
Well, they're Dutch. I think the family.
Oh, that's right.
Because they have an Oma and Opa.
Right, or German, one of the two.
Well, I think they went to the Netherlands.
Now, are your reading years over, John? Is it you're the last one here?
Yeah.
Isn't that so weird when they're over?
It's just come to an end now that they're all reading to themselves. Now, Jake is 7. He likes to read to us sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's not, reading books all the time, too.
Did you ever think about this? Here's your deep thought, in addition to the one we just had. You don't get emotional.
She's going to.
Because I read this the other month, and it blew my mind. Like, when's the last time you walk and say, hold your child's hand? There is a last time.
There's a last time you hold them.
Hold them. When's the last time you read a book to your child? You don't know when it happens. It just happens and you forget. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you did Legos with your kid or your son does Legos? All these things
Yeah, I saw something similar to that recently. And so it has me thinking about it. And the other day, our 10-year-old, she and I were walking somewhere, and she grabbed my hand.
Oh.
And I thought about it, just like, this could be one of the last times.
There's
but you
be,
don't know when
you don't know when that last handhold is.
Someone posted something. Do you know when the last time you gave your kid a bath was? And I was like,
there's oh another God. One.
Yeah,
last time
we
you
don't
gave
have to
your
do
kid
that. We don't have to do that anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's weird.
And picking them up, holding them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Changing the... When's the last diaper change?
But you don't think about it in the process.
No.
Because you're just going through the motions, and then they take that next step, and usually you're relieved that they're able to do things on their own.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you look back and it's like... Oh.
But there was a last time you changed your kid's diaper.
Yeah.
You don't know it at the time, Mindy. Well, please save us from this. Mindy, save us from this.
Crying.
Give us something.
Mindy's about to cry. Mindy's daughter just went back to college. She's about to cry.
Yesterday. I'm going to cry anyway.
When's the last time you're going to give your daughter $50 and say, have a nice...
I feel like that. Doesn't that last forever?
Yeah.
Are you still handing over $50?
Yes, I don't think that ever ends.
My parents are still giving me $50 sometimes.
Yeah, my parents still give me money. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yep, thank you.
I appreciate it. All right. This is from a guy named Tom in Archibald. Sometimes I'm too critical of people. However...
Uh-oh. Who's getting it?
Someone's about to get it.
I watched Nikki Cries this morning at the West End Fair. She did a great job. I'm trying to read the rest of it.
Okay.
Nikki,
she has this contagious smile.
Oh!
She's fitting in nicely with the name. Wait, this is a compliment.
It's a compliment, but we're going to allow it.
We're going to allow it, even though they're banned.
That was so
Tom
nice.
Tom from Archibald.
Aww.
Thank you, Tom.
That was contagious smile.
I think we agree.
Yeah,
yes.
And when was this? In September, maybe?
West End Fair.
I think that would have been August.
August.
Yeah.
Wow. Aww, thank you.
Yes, Tom, that was very nice. We appreciate it. And we all think the same thing.
We love Nikki.
She's so excited.
Honest, true, easygoing person.
Oh, shucks.
The smile's so genuine.
Aww.
Yes. And we totally tried to deceive her when she was trying to decide if she was coming to the morning show, and we told her how great it was. And she's not mad at us for it.
I'm happy to be here.
Great, don't you, Nikki?
It's better than...
I love it.
It's better than waitressing at Cracker Barrel, isn't it?
You know what it is.
maybe not at Red Lobster with the chips we got there.
Well, and especially, I think I'd want to just eat all the seafood all the time.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Or did you get to the point where you didn't want seafood?
See, I don't eat seafood.
Oh, you don't?
Man. So
I've never been to Red Lobster in my life.
You haven't.
I wasn't tempted.
I hate anything from the sea.
Ultimate feast.
I want to try the ultimate feast now.
The ultimate feast, John. You're shot. Uh-oh. Could this be an ender? Are we done here? Come on, John. Give us
I don't know. This is from Frank. Is Mindy related to JonBenet Ramsey? I see a resemblance.
Wait a minute, Mindy, look into the camera.
I don't think there's...
So JonBenet Ramsey, the murdered child back in the 90s?
It was very 90s?
Sad. This goes back, it's 25 years ago.
Is it? Yeah. Was it like 94?
Yeah,
95,
so 96? So you do seem to have the cutesy look that she has. Now, are you? But this is your married name, right?
Yeah, that's my married
yeah,
name.
So
here's the irony. I was telling John this, actually. It's my married name, so that's not my maiden name. But my husband's brother lived in Denver when this was happening.
And
his name's Ramsey. So people all thought that he might be related just because of the
last. Oh, my
God.
Yeah. Yeah. So no relation that I know of.
Had you been asked that before, though?
Not really. No, okay. I think it's just because this documentary came back up on Netflix.
That's probably why it's on this guy's radar, too.
Right, and people are watching it. And we actually watched the documentary with our 16-year-old. And she was amazed at what happened and how...
I heard it was a lot of sloppy police work, like in...
Well, that's, you know, if you watch the documentary, that might be what you see, so... Yeah.
You assume the parents were bad people, but I think it was made out to appear that way,
so
when maybe they weren't.
So much of, you know, the public opinion, I think, at the time, people blamed the parents, and that, that's pretty horrible if you lose your daughter and you get blamed for it.
And you get blamed for it.
And it's just such a national story that everyone was talking about. Everyone had an opinion.
And the mom had just gone through breast cancer, and, it was just,
I wonder what that is about human nature. If there's a parent who forces their child into something, it's very annoying, isn't it? like into anything.
Yeah.
Like, well, I know the Jackson's father, he pushed them all into that. Like,
well, there's,
what is,
I mean,
that?
I don't know.
See her all dressed up and
I
like
know,
a,
but Patty Ramsey says in the documentary, there's a soundbite of her saying, because she did pageants when she was young, and she said that JonBenet had been asking her, Mom, when do I get to do these? When?
Oh.
So yeah, we automatically think, oh, the parents are forcing her into this.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But
maybe
she loved it.
Maybe she loved it, and she was very good at it, and she won awards, and maybe she really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And when
we
you look at the pageants, when you, I was watching the video again, all the little
Wendy's
girls,
into this.
I was very into it, because this, I just couldn't believe that, like, back at the time, I remembering thinking it was the parents' fault as well, and I feel really bad now that I thought that.
Yes! Yeah, I immediately accused them, too.
All the little girls are, like, you know, wearing so much makeup, and, like, you know, that was how they did the pageants, and people thought it was terrible that the parents did this, but that was how it was done. So, anyway, I'm not defending them, I'm not whatever, but...
Yeah, are you going to do the same thing to Honey Boo Boo? You going to defend Honey Boo Boo?
I'm not. I didn't even watch it.
I did. I used to love that show.
I have not thought about Honey Boo Boo in a very long time.
Well, isn't there a little overlap here in a Venn diagram? Isn't there something?
There could be.
There could be.
I see, like, the same
wow.
type of thing.
So
what
you
was Honey
watched
Boo-
it?
The Honey Boo Boo?
Yeah.
No, but I remember my daughter watching it and me
oh.
laughing at her.
Okay.
This was, like, 10 years ago?
Just
15?
Fascinating. Humans.
Yeah. Honey, it's just fun to say Honey Boo Boo. You
honey
loved
boo-boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
But her whole family was just kind of out there.
And it's just crazy how these people have allowed, you know, to be their whole life exposed and put out there and become
yeah.
super famous, rich, I'm sure, by doing it.
But is it worth it?
Oof.
Do you think it's more your gender that's nuts or not?
No, we don't think so.
I don't think so.
Wow.
I think it's your gender.
There's no Honey Boo Boo dads doing this stuff.
There might be.
Well,
maybe the dads who make their kids play football or
well, Michael Jackson's dad. You mentioned
yeah.
that one.
Yeah.
Was Honey Boo Boo the baby or the mom? Or the kid?
The baby. It was Mama June. That
Mama
was the
June.
Mom. And then she had a spinoff. I didn't watch the spinoff with Mama June, though. I was done then.
You drew the line.
I drew the line. I was over it.
Could you give us, before we end this, you're going to have the last question, a follow-up? What's Honey Boo Boo doing now, since you're so into it? Do you know? Is she?
I don't know. I she's older now, though.
Yeah, she's probably like 30.
Yeah.
She might be married.
Yeah.
Hmm. Weird.
Weird.
It seems like there should be a follow-up to this, Honey Boo Boo.
I think the mom might have.
I don't know if there needs to be.
Someone got into legal trouble. I don't know.
Imagine that.
We're
going to
end
know,
with
right?
this one. She's going to pick a good one. I love it. I feel it. I feel this is a
Come
winner.
Come on, Nikki.
Come on, Nikki. End the segment with joy.
Bill wants to know.
Enthusiasm.
Joe.
And query.
Why is it when we are saying directions, we always say northeast or southwest and not east north or west south?
Great.
You see how we get the deep questions here? All right, so let's say the wind is out of the northeast. No one would ever say east north.
No.
Maybe it's just not a word? Like.
Yeah, but do we say, okay, so it's northeast, we
southwest.
Say southwest, northwest, southeast.
We would never put the east or west first.
Yeah, so why is north and south the dominant starter?
That's what he wants to know.
Hmm.
I've never thought about it.
I think it's one of those things that's just woven into our culture, and we never question it, which is awesome why we're doing it now.
I bet you Mariners centuries ago...
At yeah.
sea, just that was their way of easily telling directions or whatever. Put north or south first.
But do you guys think north and south is more important than east and west? I don't.
No.
I
On
think
a round
it was
globe,
just...
it probably shouldn't be more important.
No, it no. shouldn't.
I think it was just so Kanye could name his child North.
Wait, back up. I didn't know this. So Kanye's son is called North?
Yeah.
Or the
daughter.
Daughter.
North.
Daughter.
Get out, North.
Because his last name is West.
Is that right?
You didn't know that?
No, I don't know anything about Kanye. I didn't know she was a waitress. I didn't know you were related
we're learning
to...
a lot.
I didn't know you were related to JonBenet Ramsey. I didn't know any of this. I didn't know he likes the ultimate what?
The ultimate feast.
We really should go to Red Lobster. I really want to try this.
Let's go for lunch.
We could split it.
We can get the Cajun chicken pasta.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Mm.
Or should we go to Cracker Barrel for the, what's the casserole?
For the stars? Oh, and the hash brown casserole. Yeah, hash brown casserole.
Yeah, let's do that.
Keep the questions coming, brownbag@wnep.com. You see, folks, without you, we're nothing. We need these unique questions. So, Nikki, you're going to end this with your greatest tip amount and your least tip amount. Here we go.
Well, I know my least tip amount was zero.
Zero? Do you think you deserve zero?
Absolutely not.
So you didn't do something to upset these people?
Oh, no, of course not. I was always great.
And the greatest?
Oh, I think someone gave me $100 one time.
Ooh, nice.
That would be an awesome tip.
Yeah.
And finally, creepers coming on to you?
Yeah.
And we're
out. That happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See ya.
Bye.
On that note.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.